Hey all, Astra here, and I'm so excited to be delivering this podcast to you. I know it's been a while, but I've received some inspiration lately to delve really deep into receiving and how we can come further into the vibration of receiving for ourselves so that we may have abundance and so that we're able to actually step in and create the lives we desire without guilt or shame, or feeling like we're not supposed to have something that someone else doesn't have, or whatever it might be for you. And one of the things I want to share today is one of the biggest pieces of the receiving puzzle is to have your male and female energies in balance. And what's true is that every human who has chosen to be here on Earth has a mix of male and female energies. And whether you're a man or a woman, you actually need to have both your inner, what I call your inner divine feminine and your inner divine masculine energies in balance in order to be the perfect channel, I guess is a good word for it, of both giving and receiving. When we're actually 50-50 in balance on the giving side and the receiving side, receiving being labeled as more feminine and giving as being labeled as more masculine, and also doing is on the masculine side. So the feminine is more sitting and allowing and breathing and dreaming and receiving. So that's really creating that basis for, both creating, which is considered very feminine, and receiving. So here's an affirmation for you, actually. I create what I receive. I receive what I create. I create what I receive. I receive what I create. And here's another affirmation. I allow myself to receive what I create. I allow myself to receive what I create. And that really starts to open up that feminine receptive side. I can even, if I close my eyes, I envision it as a very slow opening, beautiful pink blossom of a flower. And let's just take a deep breath into that because it's just such a beautiful image and beautiful energy. So I receive. I open to receive. I allow myself to receive what I create. Deep breath in. And then letting go through the exhale of anything that no longer serves us now. And so, likewise, it's equally as important to have our giving and our doing, quote unquote, inner divine masculine side active and activated, so that once we receive our ideas and create what we want to create, we can then move over to the inner divine masculine and use that energy to put this beautiful creation out into the world. So, what I've been gathering from my own experience and my colleagues and my clients is that for the past probably several years, we've been more living, whether male or female, both, we've been living from our inner divine masculine, which is a beautiful thing. However, we've been not as active in the inner divine feminine. and the art of receiving, and the act of doing nothing in order to be in that state of dreaming and that fruitful state of ripe creation that sprouts from the being and the receiving and the dreaming state. So that's been sort of semi-universally neglected, and it's just been a part of our humans' journey on Earth, you know. And so, not to judge it, but just to bring awareness to it now, because once we acknowledge something and become aware of it, we can really start to shift into that energy, you know, that's been neglected, so that we bring ourselves back into balance, so that we're not just, you know, acting and doing and giving, 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 giving until there's nothing left to give. And another thing that's been brought to my attention, in my own experience and just from people I know, is that this is really important when it comes to relationships, whether business relationships or personal relationships. It's time to really open to receiving and let go of a little bit of the reins of that side where we feel like we need to do and act and give all the time. And it's not to say to let go of that entirely, because that's part of the balance. But balance isn't going to come until we master our side, our feminine side of receiving. So let's just take a minute to just sit comfortably and just get settled where you are. And not if you're driving. Don't do any meditation if you're driving. But if you're not driving, just taking a moment to just really relax into the position of wherever you are right now. And do some gentle, even breathing. Just really let go. Let go of the reins. Let go of any feeling like you need to control a situation, or like you need to make any major decisions right now, or like you need to do anything, and just allow yourself to sit and be. And I'm bringing in a little bit of the element of water to just cleanse away anything that no longer serves you. And just allow you to feel like you're just floating comfortably. And then the element of earth comes in, and you can get really grounded as you feel that magnetic force of the center of the earth pulling out anything that you are ready to let go. And then the gold veins from the earth flowing, the golden flow of energy flows up into your energy system, into your body, into your aura, and allows you to take a deep breath, let go, and be in the energy of the deepest receiving. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I'm really excited to hear how it went for you. I love you.